My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is and has become more important than ever before. And I think the reason being, it's just we've got ourselves into a situation where I don't think many of us really realize what is going on in the state of affairs of health in this country. And for the most part, many of us are still trying to learn that when you start heading toward a healthier lifestyle, what you will notice is a general feeling difference in your overall health. But you need to be doing it right, and you need to make sure that you've got the right information and the right tools and the right people to talk to. And when you start doing that, you're going to notice that there can be a difference in the way you feel every single day. I think one of the biggest problems is a lot of us have started feeling a certain way and we've just adjusted to it and kind of accepted the mediocrity of our health as the norm. And I think we should be fighting it every inch of the way. Here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, and I make sure that we have the availability of having knowledgeable people that bring their take, their information, their studies on great quality products, as well as what's going on in the industry and around the country as far as our health is concerned. If you can't tune into the show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. This gives you a chance to be able to go listen to the shows when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. And for the most part, it just allows us another way of using technology to get information, but making it fit our schedule. Every single day, I talk to you about Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only are they Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, but they are also the source to go to when you need information and guidance. The guidance is a big factor today. We want to make sure that we have the availability of being able to get good quality knowledge. Information is not an issue today. You can get information around every corner with a swipe, with a tap, and you know, just by typing something into your smartphone or your computer. Being able to disseminate the good information from the bad information, that's where the problem comes in. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is a one-stop full-service location in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, actually getting ready to celebrate their 35th anniversary coming up in March. And to do so, they're going to be celebrating upcoming Saturday, March 2nd, will be their celebration from 11:30 to 4 p.m. Regular hours will be 9 to 6, but between 11:30 and 4, they'll be doing their celebration with demos and drawings and giveaways and baskets and samples and all kinds of awesome things. So come help the folks at Stay Healthy celebrate their 35th anniversary. Everybody will be there. Wayne will be there, and all the wonderful people that are at Stay Healthy will be there to talk with you. You get to meet everyone, and maybe this is what it's going to be the motivating factor to get you headed in the right healthy direction. So I hope that you will join them and help them celebrate. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, is where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Hope you'll stop by. When you're thinking about, you know, getting to know them better, go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. If you enter your email on their webpage, you'll start getting information, newsletters, coupons, and in-the-know information that'll keep you connected to the store. And also a thumbs up on their Facebook page will be awesome as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Ancient Nutrition. And what I've decided to do is do a Q&A show. Every time I do shows, after the shows, I'll hear, get questions from people about my guest or for my guest or for the company that was represented in their line of products. So I kind of save these, and every once in a while I want to clean the files. So today, this is going to be about Ancient Nutrition and questions for my guest, Peter Navarro. Peter is a devoted health enthusiast with a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation. For over past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge has been obtained. Peter has studied the library of alternative health books and has the drive to be well informed on all of it. He has helped to guide individuals on a path to a healthier life through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new avenues to help everyone. He now has this opportunity to work for the industry's finest, Ancient Nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff, I'm doing amazing. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Will I be seeing you next week?
Yes, you will.
Okay, is this your first one?
This will actually be my second expo.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. Yeah, for people who don't know, next week is our Anaheim yearly convention, Expo West, and this is where, you know, I get to bring all this. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. It's where I get to bring information back and what's new and what's changing and what's better and all that stuff, and kind of sets the course for another whole year of radio shows. So it's going to be real busy. So it'll be great to see you there.
You as well.
Now, these are some questions that have come in on either on actually the line of products or a question for you in generally that people want to ask you directly. How do you feel about that?
That sounds good. I'm excited.
All right. Let's have at it. Jeff, I heard you and Peter talking about bone broth protein. I used to make my own bone broth. I find it very time consuming. I bought it before and it's okay. But I do have a smoothie in the morning. And if I understand you correctly, the bone broth you talked about also had protein in it, so it could actually use it as a meal, because with my regular bone broth, I drink it like a soup. Tell me if I'm right or wrong here. How would you address that?
So I would say that, yes, you most definitely can use it in your smoothie as a meal replacement. However, I would make sure that you are adding, you know, a little bit more calorie-dense foods just because, you know, you don't want to make sure that you're, you know, not getting enough calories, not giving your body enough energy to keep you satiated throughout the day or the morning or whatever meal you're substituting it for. So as long as you're, you know, mixing like a decent amount of healthy fats, some avocados, some nut butters with some decent, you know, not too high sugary fruits, I would say that that is an excellent meal substitute choice.
Now, when someone starts using this, the thing we have to face today is variety and selection overload. I mean, even within your line itself, you know, there's overload of standing there and going back and forth trying to figure out which way to go. If you had to explain to someone, and this is my question, the difference between using a bone broth protein and using maybe just a soy or a whey or a pea protein or something else, why is it different to use bone broth?
So from my understanding, I'm no expert in terms of, you know, like the soy-based proteins and things like that, but from my understanding with them is the amino acid content isn't always as high and they're not always as bioavailable. It's also one of those things, too, that, you know, if you're looking for something that's going to be a little more hypoallergenic, soy sometimes tends to be hit or miss with people, and plant proteins in general. You know, sometimes the amount of, you know, fiber that they're using. I know some people, for example, use pea protein and they get a little bloated or gassy. Same thing with whey. So the biggest difference with bone broth versus some of the other proteins will be, obviously, it's going to be from an animal source, but also it's going to be a lot more hypoallergenic than those other proteins that were just listed. It's also going to be a lot more gentler on the stomach. It's also going to provide collagen, which the majority of the proteins out there don't provide little to, if any, collagen. And also you're going to be getting the most important type 2 collagen from the chicken bone broth. So that's going to be very soothing for your joints, your tendons. There's also going to be a lot of other cofactors that are present, which is going to be like the glucosamine, the chondroitin, you know, hyaluronic acid, a lot of things that are going to support more than just healthy muscle tissue. So you're also getting, you know, kind of an all-in-one in terms of, you know, the health of your body, the structural integrity. So it's one of those ones where you're getting a lot more benefits than just a couple of muscle-building amino acids.
Okay. Actually, this question just came in. It says, I enjoy the bone broth every morning. I add yogurt and chia and all kinds of other things to it as well. I even throw in a hard-boiled egg and mix it in there with it just to give it more along with fruit. I had it for breakfast. I'm wondering, can I also have another one in the afternoon, like an afternoon snack after the gym?
You most definitely can, and that would actually be, you know, highly advised. Just, again, you want to make sure that you're replenishing your body with those critical minerals, critical cofactors. And people often forget, too, that the bone broth protein is an actual food itself. So while it may be seen as, it's a protein powder, it's just like any other conventional protein powder, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's just one of those processes, you know, we naturally process it. It's through natural production, obviously, you know, through the soaking of the bones and letting it sit and allowing those minerals and the collagen to, you know, be extracted from the bones. So you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, I'm going to get something synthetic or something's not going to be, you know, right for me. It's definitely one of those things that you can drink multiple times throughout the day, around workout time for recovery, and just all around for overall health.
Okay. Another question just came in right now because I've got the line open here. So it says, is there any difference in the flavor or is the flavor just a variety that we get to choose from? That's a good question.
So I believe there's like two SKUs from the original line that differ from, you know, besides just the flavor, and that's going to be the coffee. It's going to have, I believe, 40 to 45 milligrams of caffeine from espresso bean. And the banana cream will be different. Those who are maybe a little bit more coconut sensitive may want to avoid that just because we use a coconut cream as the thickener for banana cream. It's also going to have a little bit more fat. That's to my knowledge. Those are the only two that actually make a difference. I apologize. The greens as well. So the greens is going to be another one of those function structured types that's going to provide you with your nutrients, you know, your alkalining, you know, vegetables, help keep your body's balance, you know, and proper pH, alkalinity. So those would be the main differences in terms of, you know, a flavor versus like the structured ones.
This is a question that was sent in to me. It says, you know, I try to have variety with it for myself and my kids, and we do like it. And I'm just wondering, would it hurt it at all if we just changed it up and started using juice rather than any kind of a dairy? And we found a flavor that would work with that, because it seems like myself and my kids, even though we try to use almond milk and cashew milk, it still is, we are all a little bit on the dairy mucousy intolerant. Is it okay to use juice or water?
It is definitely okay to use juice or water. Personally, you know, if I'm on the go and just need a quick snack, I will use it in water. Mm-hmm. If I'm home and, you know, I have time, I'd like to mix mine with blueberries and water or some pomegranate juice. Definitely finding a juice that will better suit it is always a plus. But there's no harm or there's no disadvantage of, you know, only mixing it in water or juice.
Okay. You know, if I have the banana cream with me when I'm traveling, I mean, there's many times when I just throw water in. And because I only bring a shaker cup with me, and I'm perfectly fine with it. You know, I love the flavor of it. Do I like it better when I throw it in almond milk with frozen raspberries and stuff? Yes. But can I drink it with water? Yeah, and I enjoy it. You know, so I think they did something with it that just made it very, very easy to be palatable. And in today's world, people do lead with their tongue and their palate. And, you know, if it tastes good in your mouth, then we know that chances are they're going to do it more than once.
Most definitely, and that's something that Jordan recognizes too, and he's very keen on that, is flavors. He understands that, you know, flavors and tastes are extremely important. You know, if you want something, you know, a healthier alternative, people are going to want it to taste good. People are going to want something that, you know, you're not dreading to consume.
Okay. Next question that came in, it said, Jeff, I heard you doing a show on collagen. I'm really confused. In my mind, I use the bone broth protein. I thought that had some collagen, but now you were doing a show on multi-collagen, and I'm wondering, do I need to go that way? Can I mix them together? Is one better than the other? There you go.
So you can definitely mix them together. There's going to be no harm in doing so. My personal opinion on it is it all boils down to, you know, yes, in an ideal world, consuming both would be the most advantageous for an individual. you know, you're going to get multiple types of collagen. You're going to get the type 2 from the chickens. You're going to get the type 1 and 3 from the fish and the beef, and then the type 5 and 10 from the eggshell membrane, which are all going to serve different functions. I think it mainly comes down to, first and foremost, what your goal, what your end game is, and what you hope to accomplish when using it. You know, if you're somebody who's, you know, really dealing with a lot of digestive issues, you're somebody who, you know, maybe goes to the gym or just wakes up in the morning and has, you know, achy, cracking, popping joints, then if that's the case, the original bone broth protein is going to be something that you definitely want to incorporate into your diet just to make sure you're getting an adequate amount of that type 2 collagen. So when it comes down to multi-collagen protein, yes, you are getting multiple types of collagen, but they're not in as high a dose as if you were to buy the single type 2. So the single type 2 has about 20 grams of overall protein. The multi-collagen protein has about 10 grams per scoop of different types of collagen for different functions. So if you're, you know, I don't want to say if it's just maintenance. It's more the common one for people who just want to, you know, start taking advantage of the benefits for their hair, skin, and nails, you know, their joints, the digestion, but just at a more steadier pace. I would say that if you're really starting off and you're not really suffering from anything, or you're someone who just wants to kind of dabble with collagen, multi-collagen is definitely an amazing way to start. But if you're pretty, you know, head-on and you know what you're aiming to accomplish, and you know joints and digestion are your number one priority of trying to enhance, I would definitely say bone broth protein would be the way to go. And again, if you can always interchange and do both, you're going to get even more advantages of that. So again, it all comes down to what, if you know what your goal is and what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay. This question came in a while back, and of course, I was beginning the list, so I want to make sure I get it in here. It says, I've been using the bone broth, and now I see you have an organic. Is one better than the other? I usually hear when organic is better than the other. Are they both good? Is the organic just for people that are looking for an organic product, or is there more potency in the organic? Good question.
That is definitely a good question. And there is a difference other than the USDA organic label. So in the manufacturing process, or in the production of bone broth, I should say, with original, we tend to make the product with a bare bone, which means, you know, there's no meat, there's not a lot of tendons and cartilage, not a lot of leftovers on the actual bone itself when we're making it. So the reason for that is it allows us to extract more, you know, minerals, more cofactors, and more of that type 2 collagen, which is going to be, you know, that healing aspect to the body that's really going to strengthen, you know, your joints, your tendons, your digestive tract. So that's what's going to be so separated from the original. Now, the organic, when we are making the product, we actually do it a little bit different. We leave more meat on the bone. The reason for that is it provides a lot more branched chain amino acids. So you're going to be getting more of those muscle-building amino acids, you know, more for people who are only using the product to work out. Yes, you will get some collagen. The collagen amount, I believe, is 3 grams compared to the 17 grams of structured protein. So it's going to come down to, again, what your overall aim is. If you're just somebody who's looking for a whey vegetable alternative, you're going to get an amazing source of organic bone broth chicken protein, which is going to have, you know, a high bioavailability, a good amount of amino acids, you know, just a well-rounded, good organic protein for muscle building, then that's the way to go. Whereas if you're looking, again, for more of that healing, more of the, you know, the joints, the tendons, the digestion, then the original bone broth protein is going to be more advantageous for you in that realm.
Okay, here's one on the keto. I want to remind everybody, I talked with Marge, and she said all of the keto capsule products are 50% off. So definitely keep that one in mind. Before we go on, I just had a question that just came in. Then we'll get to the question on the keto fire. What's the difference between regular and keto products?
So the original line is going to be, again, more towards that healing, just, you know, rebuilding and repairing the body, nothing too fancy. When it comes to keto, these items were, you know, purposely structured and designed for anyone who is following a keto, low-carb, paleolithic lifestyle. So it's going to be one of those things where, you know, there's not a lot of high-fat, low-carb options in the market today. So one thing that Jordan wanted to do in the team was bring, you know, a convenient, a healthy, and a nutritiously powered protein or shake to the market, because that was one thing that wasn't readily available. It was something that the industry was lacking. So he took the benefits of original bone broth protein along with the organic bone broth protein, combined it into keto, as well as adding MCT oil. And he also uses chicken bone broth oil. So that's going to be a naturally occurring byproduct that usually rises to the surface in the production of bone broth. So rather than, you know, just tossing it out or, you know, not utilizing the product to the best of its ability, he found that he was able to use that, you know, healthy, nutrient-dense fat and combine it with the protein powder, as well as adding other adaptogenic herbs, you know, more alkalining ingredients, apple cider vinegar, things of that nature. So that's going to be the biggest difference. It's going to be more for somebody who, you know, is on the go well during keto, somebody who's transitioning into the keto diet, somebody who needs readily available sources of healthy fats.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. No, that's really helpful. Someone wants to know about the keto fire. She says, I've been exercising and I switched over to the keto diet. I'm using a couple of the products and I've just picked up the keto fire from Stay Healthy. And I'm wondering, what I'm trying to get from this, please tell me if I'm right, is maybe more fat burning, maybe some energy so I can work out a little longer, because I'm kind of dragging with my workout because I've let myself go for a while, but I'm doing better, but I have a long way to go. How do I use the keto fire and what's the real benefit?
Good question. So the real benefit of it is you're basically going to stimulate your body's production of ketones. On the other hand, it is actually an exogenous ketone product. So when you're somebody who's using it as a workout, using it, you know, for mental stimulation, mental clarity, it is going to be a free form. Think of it as like a caffeine-free energy source for your body to utilize. So, you know, as for some of you who don't know, when you switch and transition into eating a ketogenic lifestyle, your body is no longer using carbs, so your body needs a source of fuel to, you know, get throughout the day, you know, power through your workouts, you know, stimulate mental clarity, cognitive function. So your body starts to utilize your stored fat cells for energy, so the liver will actually produce what's called ketones, and that will be your body's energy production. So in terms of how to utilize it, the best time to utilize it, for not just for the question at hand, but for those of you in general, when you're starting the ketogenic diet, it's going to be super and extremely critical and optimal to help you transition, just because when you're first transitioning, your body doesn't have an energy source. So when your body's converting, you know, people tend to be a little bit more lethargic, more fatigued. You know, you hear things like brain fog and keto flu and just, you know, totally wiped out. And the reason for that is your body's, again, transitioning, and it's starting to use a new energy source available. So by providing it with a readily available source like exogenous ketones, keto fire, you're giving your body a chance to, you know, be a lot more energetic, be a lot more, you know, mentally aware during that transitional phase. And then for those who are already using it and they're already in ketosis, it's going to provide a lot more energy during your workout. So if you're going to use it, you know, first thing in the morning on empty stomach to do your cardio, if you're going to, you know, have a snack and have it before your weight training session, it's not only going to increase fat burning and, you know, the readily available essential fatty acids that your body stores, but you're also going to provide, you know, a highly, highly advantageous energy source to your body while you're in ketosis. So again, it's going to allow you to power through your workouts more. You're going to have more energy. You're going to have more mental focus, and it is going to help with those with that fat loss.
Okay. We're talking with Peter Navarro today. We're talking about the line of products from Ancient Nutrition, of which you can see all of them at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And remember that the keto capsule products are 50% off at the store. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Peter and more of your questions. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract to people for many years now. Actually, decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual health care needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, Saturday, March 2nd, will be celebrating their 35th anniversary. They'll have their celebration from 11:30 till 4. The store is open from 9 to 6, but between 11:30 and 4, they'll have demos and drawings and samples and giveaway baskets and all kinds of stuff. Come by and help them celebrate their 35th anniversary. Today we're talking with Peter Navarro, and we're talking about the line of products from Ancient Nutrition, answering your questions that have come in via email or text or messenger. This is an interesting one. It says, I've been using a lot of herbs for a long time, and I came across the Ancient Apothecary at Stay Healthy, and all the herbs seem to be fermented. When you have your next show, would you ask your guest why they're better? I've tried using a couple of them, and I do like them, but I don't know why I like them more.
No, definitely a good and an amazing question, and it's one that we get very often. So why use fermentation? It's one of those things where it's kind of like where you take cabbage and you ferment it and you get sauerkraut. You're taking, you know, a well-known nutrient and you're putting it through a fermentation process, and what will happen is it will, you know, become more bioavailable. It'll have more probiotics, more prebiotics, and more naturally occurring enzymes, as well as other cofactors that will be naturally occurring when you put it through a fermentation process. So Jordan is very big on, you know, fermenting foods, again, kind of going back to those ancient practices, and that's something that our ancestors used to do not too long ago, just because you take into fact that, you know, refrigeration is still somewhat kind of a new thing in the 1900s. So prior to that, people were, you know, were pickling. They were, you know, making jerky. They were finding ways to preserve their food to have it, you know, give it a longer shelf life. But what they didn't know at the time, at least I don't think they did, was that they were providing their body with a lot more nutrient-dense foods, a lot more probiotics, a lot more naturally occurring enzymes. So that's pretty much the reason why we've chosen to ferment the herbs, just to really bring out and, you know, give that real nutrient-dense aspect of the herb that you normally wouldn't get if it wasn't fermented. So by doing that, again, you're making the herb more bioavailable. You're bringing out, you know, you're enhancing the nutritional profile of it. And another thing that we like to do, or that we have chosen to do with the herbs and the mushrooms as well, is we actually put a warming and bitter blend added to it. So you have long pepper, black pepper, ginger. The reason for that is Jordan was studying ancient Ayurvedic and ancient Chinese medicine, and he found that, you know, utilizing the principle of trichotu, which is adding warming blends to your products, again, enhances the bioavailability, enhances the absorption, and, you know, stimulates digestion. So you're not just getting, you know, an herbal product. You're getting a supercharged herbal product that's highly digestible and a lot more potent than you would normally be getting, and it's going to help stimulate digestion. That's just all around an amazing product.
Another question on the herbs. It says, I see that the herbs from ancient nutrition are fermented. Does that mean I can take less? And are we allowed to take more than one of them, or do we have to rotate them? Another great question.
So you would still want to stick to the three daily on the bottle just to make sure that you're getting the proper dosage in terms of the capsules. There would be no harm in taking, you know, less, but it would be recommended to take, you know, the minimum of the what the label says, and that's three capsules per serving. Taking more, you know, it's one of those things where if you're, you know, you're well informed, you've done your research, and you feel comfortable and confident that taking more for a specific reason is going to be more beneficial for you, then have at it. In terms of what I like to call stacking, you can most definitely stack the herbs. You know, again, it's going to be more based on what you're dealing with as an individual. For example, a lot of people like to stack, you know, turmeric and ashwagandha, two very common stacks, just because, you know, you have the anti-inflammatory aspect of it. You're having the, you know, anti-stress, adaptogenic effect from the ashwagandha. You know, if you're taking it for other reasons like your thyroid, you know, testosterone, there's plenty of reasons as to why people are taking the majority of herbs, and they do serve different functions, you know, in men and women, and they help with different ailments in different individuals. So taking more than one, I myself take more than one. I take the holy basil and ashwagandha. I take them together, usually at night, just to help, you know, calm, de-stress, relax. And I also like to take, you know, the elderberry seasonally just to help combat and give my immune system a supporting chance, along with oregano when I'm definitely, you know, traveling by air or around people who, you know, are a lot more sick. So giving your body the, you know, a fighting chance and stacking the most appropriate herbs together is going to give your body that much more advantage.
Okay, perfect. No, I really appreciate that, because I think a lot of people wonder, you know, about herbs, and, you know, people hear a lot about vitamins, but they don't hear as much about herbs, so that's a good thing. Let me see. My doctor told me with my leaky gut that I should be using enzymes and probiotics, but I've also been reading a lot about taking collagen for the lining of my gut. I actually did watch Dr. Axe, one of his videos about using the multi-collagen. Could you talk about that one time, maybe the next time you have them on the air? What do you think?
So in terms of, you know, there's a lot of different research out there with, you know, the probiotics and being used, you know, while you have a leaky gut. Enzymes will definitely be extremely beneficial. You don't want to have, you know, especially if you're not chewing properly. I think that's probably the biggest thing we should cover first is if you are somebody who's suffering from digestive issues, suffering from leaky gut, proper chewing is going to be even more important than somebody who has a normal functioning digestive tract. Just because if you're not chewing your food properly, you're not breaking down your food into those smaller particles, you're not utilizing, you know, the amylase and the fat digesting enzymes in your mouth to help prime your stomach and your body. So you're having large amounts of food, if you're not chewing properly, just travel in your digestive tract. And a lot of those food particles are absorbing, and those are being seen as, you know, foreign proteins causing inflammatory responses. So first and foremost, before even starting anything, I would say that, you know, check your chewing, check yourself, make sure you're chewing properly, make sure, you know, you're chewing at least 30 chews per meal, especially when you're consuming meat. Again, you want to make sure that your food's broken down to the best available, you know, end product to give your body and your digestive tract, you know, a little bit more ease. Now, in terms of using collagen to heal your digestive tract, your, you know, to fill that seal, it's definitely going to be something that a lot of people are utilizing and having a lot of success with. the multi-collagen protein is going to be very beneficial because of that type 2 collagen along with the other types of collagen. So they basically work well together to help, you know, seal that gut lining to make sure that, you know, those large food particles or any type of food allergen isn't penetrating in and, you know, your body's not attacking it and having that immune or inflammatory response.
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to think where I want to go with this. This just came in, and we might as well hit this one. It says, in the morning, I make my kids a smoothie as well as myself, and we've used other protein powders, but they really seem to like the bone broth. I throw in yogurt. I also throw in berries and fiber and oils and all kinds of greens and all that good stuff. Is the bone broth protein okay for a smoothie for kids between the age of 8 and 14?
I will always say that if you were very, very concerned, I would always check with your doctor. Mm-hmm. However, there are people who, you know, are giving their kids, you know, 4 and up collagen just because of the benefits it provides. One major thing that a lot of people aren't aware of is there's actually more collagen in your teeth than there is calcium. So kids and parents love giving it to their kids because they start giving their children that fighting chance, especially, you know, dental care being so critical when children are still developing. You know, they're more likely to, you know, have cavities, and people sometimes think, oh, their teeth are going to fall out anyways. But no, you want to make sure that you're giving your children proper nutrients, and collagen couldn't be a more proper nutrient for a growing child, whether it's teens, whether they're younger. You know, providing those nutrients to make sure that their bones and joints are forming properly, to make sure that their teeth are developing, you know, to the optimal form, I should say. Mm-hmm. You know, giving your child, you're basically giving your child a fighting chance, and you're giving them those, you know, better hair, better nails, just all around better health. So I think that it's amazing that more and more people are starting to, you know, give collagen and give bone broth to their children so that they can reap the benefits that we are as well.
Another question just came in on the multi-collagen. It says, the first one I picked up was the Beauty Within. The second time I picked the Beauty in Sleep. I did take the one at night. It did seem to make me rest a little better. Is one better in nutritive value than the other, or are they just aimed in different directions?
So they are aimed in different directions. However, I personally would say that the Beauty in Sleep is a little bit more nutrient dense, has a little bit more to offer in terms of other nutrients outside of collagen. So in terms of collagen, they're equal. In terms of the organic astaxanthin, they're equal. Beauty in Sleep, however, has other herbs like ashwagandha. It's going to have, you know, a magnesium source. It's going to have, you know, the lavender and the basil or the bergamot to help, you know, with, you know, calming and distressing. So in terms of that, you know, they're going to do the same thing. They're both going to provide collagen. They're both going to provide the organic astaxanthin. But Beauty and Sleep, in my opinion, has more nutrients to offer, which means, you know, if you're taking Beauty and Sleep, that means that you don't need to be taking magnesium at night. Or if you're choosing to use Beauty and Sleep in the morning, as some people do as well, just to help, you know, if you wake up and you have a stressful morning, your alarm's off, the day is just hectic, people like to use Beauty and Sleep in the morning or during the day as well. So what you're doing is you're providing your body not only with collagen, you're also providing your body with the natural de-stressor magnesium and making sure that you're keeping your, you know, your electrolytes balanced. So I'd say that Beauty and Sleep, personally, for me at least, based on the nutrients it has, that would be more nutrient dense.
Okay. If you're working on your skin and you're trying to, you know, help your skin look a little healthier, I mean, collagen is a great way to go. And I think a lot of people still think of collagen primarily for the joints and, you know, and for other things in the body. But it is a hands down amazing benefit or tool for the skin. Your skin dramatically changes. I know people that use it for their hair, their skin, their nails. And, you know, they've been on it for, you know, a couple of containers and they won't stop using it. I think they're still a little dumbfounded that it works so well. How are you seeing the products all accepted across the country? I'm sure everybody's really enjoying them.
So everybody seems to be enjoying the products extremely well. There hasn't been a lot of negative feedback. People are really enjoying the fact that, you know, there's multiple options out there. We have the original line. We have the organic line. We have keto. We have essential oils. We have herbs and mushrooms. So there's something for everybody. Even people who are vegetarian and vegan also can, you know, benefit from using our food-grade essential oils as well as our herbs and mushrooms, just because, you know, they're not just standard nutrients. They're, again, fermented, They're infused with warming and bitter blends to help with absorption and bioavailability. So there's something for everybody, and everybody is happy. Everybody's taking a liking to it, and people are utilizing the products, and they're seeing a lot of success, and they're, you know, not afraid to tell you if you come across somebody who's been using the products.
You know, the other thing is when you're looking at the keto line, the capsules, you know, one thing that I find quite interesting is that there is a lot of people that are really starting to, you know, adopt the keto lifestyle, but they're using the tools. And I think the reason they're using the tools is because they really want to be successful. And I think that that's a really, really good thing, because I think a lot of people are, you know, they're confused, obviously. And, you know, if they start using some of the capsules, it just kind of makes things, you know, more understandable and makes more sense. You know, we know the keto fire is going to give them more energy, and that's going to be great. But, you know, like the multi, it's a different kind of a multi for a different kind of a lifestyle. So, I mean, that's different as well. And when you look at the probiotic, it's different than you would normally take. The digestive enzyme is different. Are these geared only for the keto lifestyle? What if somebody was using, decided to try them, and they're not really doing keto? Maybe they're doing high protein, low carb. Would they still benefit?
Yes. With the exception of keto fire, to a certain degree, all of the other nutrients and capsules will be geared towards everybody. It will not just be a keto-based diet alone. Looking at the keto multi, for example, as you mentioned, you know, whether you're on keto or not, the whole premise behind it was for keto dieters was to have, you know, higher amounts of fat-soluble nutrients, a lot more water-soluble nutrients that they would not be getting because they're abstaining from more of the, you know, fruits, more, you know, grains, which are going to provide, you know, B vitamins and certain nutrients that you normally would be getting, but because you're on keto, you're not. So, again, it's not just for somebody who is following a keto diet. These ingredients were, you know, put together in a proper sequence so that they could work optimally for everybody. So I like to tell a lot of people, if you're somebody who takes your multivitamin on an empty stomach, for example, you'll notice that when you take a standard multi, it can wreck your stomach, it can wreak havoc. You know, you're not always absorbing it properly, and that's because a lot of the nutrients in multivitamins are not just water-soluble. They are fat-soluble. They require fat for digestion. And so for that, Jordan decided to put MCT oil as well as bone broth oil, chicken bone broth oil, in the products as well to help assist with the assimilation of the fat-soluble nutrients and to make sure, you know, it's a lot gentler for people who are taking those nutrients. As well as fermenting it, again, you're just making the product more and more bioavailable. So somebody who's suffering from any type of digestive issue in general can highly benefit from such a multi. In terms of the, you know, the keto pH, that's something that's extremely important when you're on keto and when you're not. So when you're in keto, you know, you're consuming a lot more acidic-based foods, you know, meats, you know, cheeses. So your body basically needs, when you consume foods like that and you're more acidic, your body will actually steal your minerals from your body to help neutralize and buffer the acidity to help make sure your body's in a proper alkaline state. So taking keto pH in the morning or at night or any other time throughout the day will help replenish those minerals that are being, you know, I guess you could say robbed from your body just as a natural process of consuming, you know, any type of diet. So if you're somebody who's also, you know, not on non-keto, but you're not getting enough minerals, it's still extremely important because, again, if you're not balancing those minerals, if you're not providing your body with those minerals, you're not replacing what's being lost through digestion and just the naturally occurring functions of our body, you're kind of, you know, going down a path that you don't want to be going down. So making sure that you're always replenishing those, like a multivitamin, minerals are extremely important and they're often overlooked. And, you know, making sure that you're getting an adequate amount is extremely crucial, not just in keto, but also in a regular based diet.
Now, obviously, you can be taking more than one of these. You may be taking the probiotic, the enzyme, the multi. Will they work okay? Let's say you're just having a shake. Is that enough of a meal to be able to take these with? Or do you want them to take them more during the day with your food products? Because I know they're very digestible and very gentle, so I want to make sure.
Varying from person to person, of course. You know, someone with more of a sensitive stomach may just want to be careful or start off slowly. For example, if you're using the keto biome or the keto digest would be fine, but keto biome, you know, slowly incorporating, you know, starting off with one, working your way up to, you know, two to three a day with each meal. it's definitely going to be a personal preference, but you can always take them with just a smoothie. It's one of those things that's going to, you know, wreak havoc on your digestive system. However, keto pH is one that you want to take away from food. You want to make sure that you're taking that, again, in the morning. You take it as a pre-workout, away from other nutrients, away from other foods. That's just the only one that I would say that you want to stay away from mixing is the keto pH.
Other than that, though, the other ones will work fine with what you're doing.
Other than that, yes. And, you know, people often shy away from taking, you know, they see the keto line and they think, they feel a little overwhelmed, I should say. They think, oh, you know, do I need this? Do I need that? Well, my biggest thing, too, is if you weren't on a keto diet, you still want to look at your staple foundation of nutrients that you need and just take it from there. You know, you need your multivitamin, especially if you're not eating, you know, the greatest or your transition. You want to make sure you're getting all of the available nutrients that your body can. Again, to emphasize on the minerals, if you're not, you know, consuming a lot of electrolyte-rich foods, you're not consuming a lot of mineral-dense foods, you want to make sure that you're replenishing those. If you're somebody who, you know, doesn't eat a lot of fermented foods, doesn't eat a lot of, you know, fruits and vegetables for prebiotics, you know, you're not getting a wide variety of, you know, different species strains in your digestive tract, then taking a probiotic supplement is obviously going to be extremely beneficial, especially to help, you know, support your immune system, make sure your microflora is balanced. Same thing with digestive enzymes. You know, if you're not chewing your food properly, that's the biggest thing. And, you know, the majority of us don't chew our food properly. Digestive enzymes are extremely critical, you know, especially since we're eating in different ratios than what our, you know, our ancestors used to eat, what our body was normally designed to. We're having large amounts of, you know, carbs, fats, and proteins all in one meal. You know, our body only was designed to digest certain foods at certain times. So that's why there's, you know, the meal food combining, for example. You know, so having large amounts of different nutrients stacked on top of another, you're going to need some digestive, you know, aid to help break all that down. Or if not, you're going to have, you know, food sitting in your digestive tract, fermenting, causing gas, causing bloating. So I always like to tell people that, you know, all the keto products are designed to work synergistically together, as would any stack that you'd be taking. It's just going to be more focused on those benefits from keto, but also people who suffer from digestive issues can benefit from it as well, if not more than people who are on keto, just because, again, the fermentation process, they're highly digestible and they're highly bioavailable.
You know, I have one more question I want to make sure we talk about today. If you have really poor digestion, I think that this line would be really good for you. I think because it's so gentle and so easily digested, where a lot of people, if they use harder to digest protein products, you know, it just intensifies their symptoms of their bad digestion. I mean, I've recommended this to a lot of people and, you know, they really do well with it. And they were pleasantly surprised by the quality and the integrity of the products. So, I think that's kudos to the formulation.
No, definitely. Again, it's one of those things that everybody can benefit from. It's not only steered towards someone who's on a ketogenic diet. It's intended for everybody to have a well-rounded nutritional foundation just to make sure that your body is, again, performing an optimal balance. It just so happens that a lot of these nutrients, especially KetoFire, are more geared towards somebody who, you know, is following that lifestyle. But it doesn't mean that it stops there. Everybody can benefit from the line.
Okay. If somebody was approaching you in a store and you were standing there and they were looking at all the different protein powders and they walked up to you and they said, hey, tell me a little, just a quick little bit about this line, why it's different. How would you approach somebody for the first time?
So I'd let them know that, again, it's going to be a lot more hypoallergenic than, you know, the vegetable proteins in the market, the whey, the eggs. But you're also getting a multi-protein is what I would call it. You're getting not just protein for, you know, your muscles. You're also getting the collagen protein, which is going to be beneficial for your joints, your digestive system, your tendons. You know, it's going to be more well-balanced. You're also going to be getting the cofactors as well as, you know, glucosamine, chondroitin, the hyaluronic acid. And then you kind of go into the electrolytes, the naturally occurring potassium, and that sodium in the proper ratio balance. So when you're getting the protein powder from Asian Nutrition, you're not just getting amino acids. You're getting other cofactors. You're getting other nutrients. You're getting a more nutrient-dense product versus just, you know, a protein source that you could very well get from eating, you know, your regular diet. Most people in today's society, though, don't consume bone broth. You know, they're not chomping on bones. They're not making their own bone broth. So you're actually getting something that you wouldn't normally be able to get readily available in nature. So you're getting a two-in-one. You know, you're getting something that's, you know, highly nutrient-dense, but you're also getting something that you normally wouldn't be consuming on a regular basis. So it's more advantageous for the body as opposed to the other proteins is what I would say.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being here today, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
See you next week, and thank you for having me, Jeff. Have a good one.
You too, Peter. Bye-bye. My guest today, Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition, really answering some really good questions. And, you know, this is a great line. If you want to check it out, you can see the entire line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, remember, celebrating their 35th anniversary coming up this Saturday. The regular hours will be 9 to 6, as usual on Saturday, but 11:30 to 4 will be their celebration, and they'll be doing demos and samples and drawings and baskets and all that wonderful stuff. So definitely keep that in mind for being there, helping them celebrate their 35th anniversary at the Stay Healthy store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are in their fourth decade. They've been doing it right since the very beginning, so they want to make sure that you're there to help them celebrate, and they want to see everyone and talk with everyone and thank everybody for patronizing their store for such a very, very long time. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. When you're there, leave your email address, register right on the webpage, read all the industry articles, and just for putting your email on there, you'll start getting downloads of newsletters and coupons and all kinds of other good stuff for connecting yourself, becoming part of the Stay Healthy family, and they appreciate you doing that so they can get even more information to you. Of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will also be a great thing. When you head into the store, always look to the left. If there's a basket there on the top of the display, that means they're doing a basket giveaway that month. All you have to do is say, I want to enter and win, and they'll give you a slip. You could fill it out at the end of the month. They'll do their drawing, and you'll be able to partake in hopefully getting a call from them or an email saying, hey, you won the basket. Come on in. I think they're great because this it gives you a chance to restock your supply and or give you a chance to try some things you've heard about. Or maybe you just want to pay it forward and maybe share it with some friends and family members so they could feel as good as you do. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics and the things that we need to talk about, the things we should be talking about and be concerned about and asking questions about. But you know, as important as they are, they're usually the things that we put on the back burner and we don't talk about enough until there's something that kicks us in the rear end and makes us have to talk about it. Because fear is sometimes a very good motivator. Let's not let it get to that. Let's get healthier. Let's make sure that we're doing the things that we can do. Let's make the changes that we can make. And the things that we can control, let's try to do them just a little bit better. Because I guarantee you, if you do that, you're going to be feeling better. And I know people every day that just say the same things every day. I wish I wasn't so tired. I wish I didn't get sick all the time. I wish I didn't hurt so much. I wish my gut didn't upset me. I wish I just felt better, was more positive, was more energetic. I wasn't so, you know, run down and irritated and cranky and, you know, all those things. I just wish I felt vibrant again. And I'll tell you what, that's an awesome thing if you can do that. So take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. Take time to enjoy your health a little bit better and, you know, truly do something you can do to make yourself feel better than you have in a really, really long time. Stay Healthy is going to make it easy for you. So I hope you'll be there to help them celebrate their anniversary. And I hope you'll take the time to really put them into a preferential place in your life because they're there to help you and they want you to be as healthy as possible and they're going to do it. So take the time to go by the store and try to come this weekend and celebrate. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.